often when you get to Kedusha in Yotzer Ar, you know, you don't know. Are you supposed to be doing something different? Are you not supposed to be doing something different? Should you be standing? Should you be sitting? Should you be doing it out loud? So try to clarify at least what's unclarifiable. Let's see. So what is the reason for saying this Kedusha in the first place in Berachas Kriya Shema? You say Kedusha in Shmona Esrei and by Asher Valetzion. So it says the Tamei Minhagim, citing the Abud Raham. It says, Tam Shetiknu Lomer Kedusha Biotzerar. What was the reason for this? Kedei Vahotzi Milibam Shal Machishim. There are those heretics that they claimed, Ozav Hashem Es Aretz. God has left the world. And who did he leave it to run? It Vinasnim Shalash Shemesh. He gave it to his son. The Shemesh, the son, is the one who's doing it. L'Sharim Oris and other constellations. Vehem Osim Chafetz. And they do whatever they want. B'choshu Yirtzu. Ve'eno Kein. It's not true. Shena Shemesh V'Sharim Oros Zozim. They don't move. Kiyim B'mitzvahs Borom Yisparach Shemo. If not for Hashem's command, Shrei Kol Tzavos Maywa, all the and things in the upper realm, Makdishin U'miyachdin Oso, they are Makdish, they make holy, they coronate and they designate Hashem, Shu Borei Hakol V'Moshe Bakol. So the reason why we say Kedushin Yotzer Ar, in light of talking about all the Maoros, is to say that the Maoros don't run the world, Hashem does. Great. So you have this beautiful concept of mentioning this, but is it a Kedusha? Is it not a Kedusha? So says the Rambam, he writes like this, a person who's davening by himself, he says the brachas before Kriya Shema, the brachas after Kriya Shema, umedaleg, but he skips Kedusha min habracha rishona shalafneha, Sheyena Yachid Omer Kedusha. Says the Rambam Yachid, if you're davening by yourself, you don't say the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh in the Birchas Kriya Shema. Why? Presumably because it's like a Davar Shebekdusha. It's just like you don't say Kedusha by yourself. You also don't say this Kedusha in Birchas Kriya Shema. Kesef Mishnah says that's great, but there are many Rishonim who cite that the son of the Rambam says that the Rambam didn't do that. The Rambam, there seems to be a different testimony. The Rambam himself switched his opinion later in his life, at least according to the son of the Rambam. He said, nah, really a Yachid can say it, and it's just not so important, this Kedusha. It's not the same Kedusha, not the same level of Kedusha as the Kedusha in Chazar Sashatz. The Rosh passes that as well, as the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Yei Shomrim, not surprising there's a Machlokes. He says, there's some who say that the Kedusha Shebiyotzer Yachid Omrav. A person davening by himself could say it. You're just, you know, telling over God what goes on in the upper realms that everyone praises Hashem. But some say that a Yachid should skip it, and this is the Rambam's original opinion. It's only said if you have a tzibur. So in other words, if you're davening by yourself, you skip it. We actually are concerned and sensitive to that second opinion, and therefore, you should be careful. If you're stopping by yourself, you say it. You read Kadosh Kadosh like you would read it from the Torah, as if it was Pesukim in the Torah. Now, we're going to have to break this down and try to understand what he's talking about. So, first issue is, well, 1 second. What is considered a Yachid saying it? Most people, you know, not like me, like to fly through davening. Some people actually like to daven a little bit slower. And so everyone else is up to Birchas Kriya Shema, and you're just starting Baruch Hu. You're a few minutes behind the Tzibur, and you hear them say Kadosh Kadosh. Now you get up to Kadosh Kadosh 3 minutes later. Now what do you do? Is that considered davening by yourself for 3 minutes behind the Tzibur or not? So many want to say, the Pri Chodesh as well, say this is not considered davening by yourself because you're still with the tzibur. To which the Maimer Mordechai says, well, you're not really with the tzibur. The tzibur is 3 minutes ahead of you. There happened to be a room of 10 men standing there, but it's not really tzibur. So it's a whole question in the poskim whether this is considered davening biyachidus or not. But even if you say it's not davening biyachidus, okay, fine. So it's considered davening with a group of people. Let's say, though, you're davening by yourself. You're sick at home or you miss davening, and now you're davening by yourself. Should you say this Kadosh Kadosh? Says Shulchan Aruch, you have this machlokas. We're sensitive to that, and therefore you should say it benigun hataimim. So what in the world is nigun hataimim? So if you look at this pasuk of Kadosh Kadosh, where is it from? Shai, man, it's impressive. And what's the trup on it? So v'kara zel zev yamar kadosh, 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 Hashem tzvos, moch waretz givodo. I'm assuming it's the waning trup as opposed to you do the Haftorah trup, because I'm not sure if it's shy, so then I have to do the Haftorah. It's hard to do that. I guess you just have to do the Haftorah trup. You're not going to, I'll spare you of me having to try to do the Haftorah trup. But the point is that that's the trup. I think that's what it means. Comes along the Ramah and says, one second. Don't bother laning. You don't have to do anything like this. The minhag is kisvara rishona. That v'yachin omer asa. We're not paskin like that Rambam that was debunked by a later Rambam. It's very simple. A yachid could say it. It's not kedusha. You could get up there and just read kadosh kadosh. Even if you're by yourself, it's no status at all. To which the Mishnah Berurah says, that's not the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says, no, we're sensitive to this opinion that says it's real Kedusha. If it's real Kedusha, you can't do it b'yichidus. So what am I going to do if I'm dominating by myself? So you have to lane it. Now, what does it mean you have to lane the... Have you ever heard anyone lane Kadosh Kadosh? Never heard anyone do this.
It's not from the Torah itself.
Especially not from the Torah. So the Maruk Tzia, the Ayavitzi says, well, look, the reason why we don't do this is because it's not the laning that we thought. No one knows laning of Tanakh. No one knows the trup of Tanakh. You know what it means? It refers to a special niggin that they used to sing, like a sing-song voice, when they would read psukim. So you're supposed to do that same voice that you would do for psukim that they used to read when you read it, because it's not supposed to be, if you're davening by yourself, you're not supposed to read in the regular davening voice. You have to change it to your sing-song learning voice. Great, what is that? Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, he says, this was the minhag. I don't know, Rav Moshe says, talking about the Yud Gimel Midos, which is the same problem. If you get to the Hashem Hashem Karacha Mechanan, and you're davening by yourself, what are you supposed to do? You're not going to say the Yud Gimel Midos by yourself. So he says, you should do it Kalimud B'Torah, as if you read the Torah. Now, if you normally read the Torah with the trup, you're about Kore, so great, says Rav Moshe. Then he says, Im Kshalomed Psukei Torah, if you learn the Psukim of the Torah, I've never heard anyone learn the Psukim, like in a sing-song voice, Koreo Sam Benigan Acher Sheyosir Naka Lefanav Rashai Lekro Benigan Shalalimud Psukim Shorgo Shalayiru Kamispal. He says, you switch the Nigan. So if you normally daven with the voice of, someone help me out here, the Nigan of your normal davening voice, and then there's your learning voice. Maybe that's like the Psukim voice, but your davening voice is just regular running through. So if you do it with a Nigun voice, that is sufficient to change it so that anyone who's listening will think, oh, he's not doing his davening voice, he's doing his Kore Batorah voice, and then that is fine. That's where Moshe writes.
It's good to be a Sephardi.
Yeah, it's better to be Sephardi, I guess. You have more Nigun. Fine. Now we finished the Yachid. Last 2 points. What about, should you say this Kadosh Kadosh out loud? We know when you do regular Kedusha, it should be recited out loud. So Ramar says this Kedusha should be recited out loud. That's great. That's if you're davening with a tzibur. Everyone screams out, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. But let's say you're davening by yourself. Are you supposed to say it out loud or not? So it's the same question. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's a machlokas. So according to the Elia Rabba, it should be done quietly. If you're davening b'yachidus, Shari Tshuva says it should be done out loud. So either way, you have what to rely upon. Last question, should you stand up or sit down by this kadosh, kadosh? Whether you're with the tzibur, whether you're by yourself, is it Kedusha or not? So we seem to see these conflicting opinions. Is it really Kedusha? Is it not Kedusha? So not surprisingly, there's a machlokas about this as well. The Mishnah Berurah says it's better to sit down when you recite this Kedusha. And the Ber Heitev says, okay, that's great, but if you're standing up, don't specifically sit down for this Kedusha, because that would be degrading to the rest of davening. You don't play those games. Comes along the Levushe Mordechai 100 years ago, and he says, a little bit less than 100 years ago, he said, sniffed in the 40s, he writes, Rav Winkler, I think his name was, he says like this, he says that his minhag was, he would stand specifically from the paragraph of Eshem, which is the right before Kadosh Kadosh, he would stand. Why? Because he's sensitive to the other opinion of the Rambam, that it's real Kedusha, and if it's real Kedusha, maybe you should stand. And he cites the son-in-law of Dushinsky from the old Isha, I think, in Eretz Yisrael, who would also stand, but he would do something different to make it different than a regular Kedusha. What would he do? He wouldn't have his feet together. So he would normally, Kedusha, you have your feet together. So he would stand for this Kadosh Kadosh, but he wouldn't keep his feet together. So you see, there's poskim across the board. You sit, stand, whatever you want. The minhag seems to be that you're supposed to sit for it. Minhag seems to be that even a yachid could say it. Look, if you do it in a different niggun, if you're by yourself, all the better. But it sounds like the minhag is to sit and to read it. Even a yachid reads it himself. The last issue is that this kedusha is not so important. If you're in the middle of psukei de zimra and you hear them, you're 5-10 minutes behind them, and they get up to this kadosh kadosh, you do not say kadosh kadosh with them, because like we're saying, the most part, this is not a real kadosh kadosh. As we started with, it's really just to show that we don't follow the heretics, that it's not the moon and the sun which are running the world. It's still HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shkoyach.